If after 8 o'clock this morning, what's her name? Louise will be coming into the studio. Louise is going to be using her hands to heal Pippa and Dave Masterman.
Yeah.
It was meant to be all four of us, but Pippa, even though she's known us a long time, still learning. So we, sadly, Dominic and I, aren't available to be twisted and manipulated.
Unfortunately.
It's just going to be extra time for you guys.
Yeah.
Because you're running the marathon. Now, what we're going to need is the radio mics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we are now testing on the air and on the cameras what this is going to be like. So Pippa's currently lying on her back on like a massage table, looking a little bit too relaxed.
Is it comfy? Is it nice and comfy?
It's brilliant.
Is it?
There's something about lying down in your workplace that makes it more comfortable.
Tell us about that from experience. What's the story?
No, well, I've never actually... the first time I've done it is today.
Those lost years on XFM.
Yeah, took a lot of lying down back then.
Was that when there were no DJs on and it was just music?
Or listeners? Oh, yes.
Oh, Pippa's just riding onto her front.
Pippa,
if you put your face through there, my darling.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, now, just watch this. You ready? Can you see? Have you got your eyes open or closed?
Open.
Okay, you ready?
Hello.
Just put the dinosaur there. Now, so Louise will come in. And now, where are you sore, Pippa? Where are you tight?
Hamstrings.
Hamstrings.
Particularly the back of my right leg and into my bottom. Good luck, Louise.
Right. Wow.
Very sore in there.
And Dave?
Thighs, calves and knees. So the legs, essentially.
basically, both head, my shoulders, legs. Knees and toes.
Yeah.
You're just after a free, full-on, all-over body massage, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm very stiff today.
Yeah.
Hannah did give me a massage last night. I am a little bit looser than I probably would have been, because she was very good, actually.
Really?
Yeah. So, Louise, you got your work cut out.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that.
Don't rile.
You shouldn't have said that.
Don't rile the massage.
And
mate.
Dominic, where are you stiff? Where are you tight? Apart from the wallet, of course.
Oh!
Boom!
Chuck-a-lack. I'm kind of all right all over.
Yeah, me too. I feel very loose, very flexible.
More loose than usual.
I feel great.
Very flexible.
Don't realise how tight you are until someone starts kneading.
Yeah, but I don't think we're going to get time by the time we've spent half an hour on you, half an hour on Dave.
You guys are the priority because you are running the London Marathon.
You
are. This is why Louise is coming in to loosen you up.
Rob says, do you not have cameras? I want to see Pippa being massaged. Okay, number one, we do have cameras. But number two, your message sounds very creepy.
Yeah, it does.
Just got to tell you, very creepy.
Yeah.
All right. But yes, we do have cameras, and I don't know if we'll do it live. Oh, we should do it live, actually. And then we'll make a video of it.
I think someone's listening on delay. They've just gone, ha ha, smell my finger.
Yeah, there's a bit of a delay on the app. Sometimes.
2 days ago.
The two aren't related. This is a purely...
About 48-hour delay on the app.
Yeah.
So do not switch off, because after 8 o'clock, it will be Dave and Pippa separately on a massage table being massaged to try and ease their pain. Now, if you can watch it on Facebook, great. But it should create good radio, which will basically just be Dave making noise like this. That's it. That's the ticket right there. Hello. And I would imagine Pippa will just giggle.
Yeah,
Pippa will just giggle. And occasionally do this. Woo!
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
I have a tickly bottom. By the way.
And on that bombshell, we will do all this after 8 o'clock, and Dominic has the news next. Is ready.
Yep.
We're going to meet Louise in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Louise is going to tell us what she does. We'll have a chat with her. And then we'll get into the massage. I don't know if that's the right word. Physio, maybe. I don't know. Pain, really, is hopefully what we're going for.
Essentially pain.
Now, who is going to go first, Pippa or Dave?
I don't mind.
Ladies first. Dave, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So we'll get into that. And I've got somebody text in with a suggestion of what music we could play in the background. Pippa?
Oh, very good. Needing you.
Needing you.
Very
you
good.
See? And it'll go like this. Ha! Ooh. Oh, that's the ticket. Ha! Oh! There you go. There you go. Ha! Ooh. you know we're going to have this made by tomorrow. Yeah. Just this with samples of you two whinging and moaning and making weird noises.
Or twitching.
Do you want me to take a break now and then get Louise in? Should we do that?
Yeah, okay, let's do that. Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come right back and we'll get into it. The Chris Moyles Show. Radio.
X. Commercials over. Let's get back to the Chris Moyles Show.
Radio X. Right, it's 8:30, Wednesday morning. Thanks for listening to Radio X. I'm Chris Moyles. This is the Chris Moyles Show, and Louise joins us in the studio. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Awesome. Oh, I'm great. I am so good, I don't need anything. That's how good I am.
Yeah, me too. Loose as a goose.
That's
so
right.
So you don't need to worry about us.
So, Louise, what do you do?
So, I do massage, but that's actually not my main job. That's kind of what I do
as a hobby
to help my running, basically.
Okay,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Do you self-administer your massages to yourself?
I do. That's the only way I keep running. So.
Really?
Yeah. One of the reasons.
So, what do you do? What's your job?
I work for the council, working for families who are sort of in crisis and basically.
That's dragging it down a little bit.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that.
It sounds like a very worthwhile and fulfilling thing to do. But back to the fun stuff. So so you run. Where are you from?
I'm from Kent.
Okay. And you run. How often do you run?
Every week. I run about 2 or 3 marathons a week.
What? Sorry?
That's insane. Yeah, I thought that might get that right.
2 or 3 marathons a week.
Yeah.
So your job is it's surely got to be part-time.
No, it's full-time. It pays for the running.
Right. These families are probably in crisis because they never see you when they need you.
You're on a 75-mile run.
Yeah.
So when do you... Hang on. So when do you do a marathon in one hit or do you...
Yeah. So I do... I'll do one on a Saturday and one on a Sunday and sometimes one in the week.
Wow.
Are you...
You
crazy?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, you have to be.
And how long have you done this for?
I've only racked up the mileage the way I have in the last year. So last year I did 47 marathons.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, sorry.
Me.
But you know what? Honestly, that's not even close to some of the crazy people that I run with. Like, it's really normal in my circles of running. So,
right. But what you're doing there is you're hanging out with crazy people.
It's so true. So right. True. But, you know, it's they're all awesome. So, you know, they're kind of awesome but crazy.
So compared to some of them, do you feel a bit lazy?
Seriously lazy. So there's one gentleman that runs who has just done his 1,200th and 50th marathon. He's almost on 1,300 marathons.
That's
what I'm saying. It's crazy.
Some people would argue that's not good for you to do that amount of marathons.
But look how healthy Louise is.
A lot of people do say that and they talk about, oh, you're damage your knees and things like that. But actually, if you do it right, then... Genuinely, it's really good for you, and there's no problems. It's just about knowing it.
Do you do a different route every time you do a marathon?
Yeah, so there's loads of different companies, and I go to sort of all the different events that's going on. I'm going to Paris this weekend.
Right.
I go abroad quite a lot. My boyfriend's also a runner. He's a million times better than
me. Well, he'd have to be a runner because... first of all, you're no fun on a Friday night because you ain't going out getting leathered.
No.
You ain't going out on a Saturday night and getting leathered. And Sunday, let's be honest, you're probably not going out getting leathered because you're knackered. I would imagine you don't drink.
Not much.
There you go.
But I do. It's brilliant. I'm a really cheap day because I'm always dehydrated. So one glass of wine.
Right.
Yeah.
Brilliant. It's like having a bottle.
So your boyfriend, you've dragged him into this world of hell.
Other way around.
Oh, really? It's his fault. Oh, wow. You really love him, don't you? Imagine that. Hi, I'm really into running marathons. Maybe we could run together. Sure. I mean, when is it? Oh, it's every weekend. Sorry, it's every Saturday and every Sunday.
Our first date was a 100-mile run.
Oh, my lordy lord.
How romantic.
We're so similar.
Louise, you sound normal, you look normal, but you're weird. Mm. And I mean that in nothing but an honest way.
Peace and love.
Or are we the weird ones?
No.
You're normal.
No.
Okay, no.
And what's your best time for running a marathon?
Oh, it's not bad. The best time was in Berlin last year. We got 3:51.
Great.
Wow.
Not bad. But I didn't...
That's 3 minutes, 51 seconds.
So, I didn't get a sub for until last year. That was after meeting my boyfriend, who, like I say, because he's really good, he's really fast. Mm. So he kind of drags me along, and the training, I knocked so much time off my
Really?
Before then, I was quite a slow little plodder at the back.
Yeah.
So what is your, this is fascinating. What is your, okay, so your routine is, so you get up on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And you do your stretches and whatnot and throw your legs around. Mm-hmm. And then off you go, you run your marathon.
Yep.
And then when you come back, what do you do then? What's your little routine?
So we'll normally get up, depending on where we are, we'll get up, have some breakfast, drive down to wherever it is.
Like full fry up?
Yeah, if we're in somewhere where they've got that option. Then
really?
Oh, is that good for a pre-run
yeah.
meal?
I eat so much, it's unbelievable.
Does that not make you heavy?
No.
No.
For me, it works. And for my boyfriend, the same thing. We'll eat quite a bit beforehand because yeah. it's nice to have the fuel. And it depends how far we're running as well. If we're doing a marathon, then it's not so much.
But of course not. No, of course. Sorry. One of those small little marathons. Yeah.
But, wow. And then what we'll do, so we'll do the event. He'll normally wait for me at the end. He's normally had a pint and some lunch by the time I finish. And then we'll go and normally get some food.
Do you have a nice bath? Do you, no?
It depends on the distance. Not after a marathon.
No?
After, at the weekend. So this weekend I did 50 miles and last weekend I did 50 miles.
Sure,
so,
sure.
Sorry.
No, this is good. This is good.
This is why I was saying to you, really, honestly, don't worry. People, when you're coming into it, and I remember doing that for my first couple of marathons, you worry about everything and you panic about everything and your body's not used to it.
Yeah.
But honestly, you can make your body do anything. And as long as you're training, you're being sensible, you're fine. You really are fine. And the massage really helps. But I will, after having about 4 marathons, I'll have physio myself. I've got someone that I go and see, and she'll just basically say, right, okay, massage time. And she just eases out all the muscles, gets any problems out. And I'll have a nice bath after the longer distances, or if I'm doing lots of
The long ones, Dave. The long distances. not the marathon rubbish.
Not Mickey Mouse running of a marathon.
Do you train
miles.
During the week?
I get up at about 4 sometimes, and I'll go and do some. I've started doing hill training in the week because I want to get quicker. So,
how many times? So, forget Saturday and Sunday. We're talking Monday to Friday. How many days would you train?
I'll do running training probably twice a week,
right.
And then I'll do the gym most days.
So you train, and then, you do something every day.
Yeah, every day.
Oh, holy cow!
Mm. Yeah,
can you count? your friends on the fingers of one hand?
Non-running friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it like a big community? I
used to have
But who else is she going to meet? She's never going to meet anyone in the pub. She's never in the pub. She's never going to meet anybody at McDonald's. She's never in McDonald's.
Who'd you meet at McDonald's?
Ronald.
Right.
Hamburglar.
Yeah.
But again, they're inanimate objects. They're just like cartoon characters.
You say that.
Dave.
Hamburglar's right behind me as I speak. Isn't that right, Hamburglar?
Hey? See how he does, doesn't he?
Okay.
What? Louise?
You cheeky. Sorry about that.
Is that where you met your partner, through running?
Yeah, so we met a year ago, actually.
She doesn't do anything else. All she does is run. Where is she? She's never anywhere. She's at work, running, or asleep.
I'm curious if it's a good place to meet lovely men.
It really is. There's some amazing guys that run. And they're all lovely and fit and, very...
But, Pippa, you hate running.
Yeah, I know.
So if you met someone whilst running and they were also a runner, you're in a never-ending hamster wheel of hell.
A lie.
You meet hot guy, really nice guy, unbelievable buddy because he's really fixed. He runs all the time. However, all he does is run, so every day is running.
Yeah. I have a really good strategy as well, how I met my other half. Now I got, so I can give you the tip if you like.
Great.
Oh,
so
here we go.
It was a 50 mile event. It was the first time I'd done that event. And I was really struggling and I was running with someone who was really experienced and they were trying to sort of keep me going. And this really good looking guy ran past me and I was like, it's quite nice. And so I said to my friend, right, if you want me to start running again, because I was walking and in a lot of pain, I said, make him flash me his chest when he goes past next, because it was laps.
Oh.
And that's what she did. She said, my friend's really struggling. And she said that if you run and if you sort of show her your lovely abs, then she might run again. And that's what he did. So every single time he went past me, he gave me a little flash of his chest and it encouraged me. And,
slightly creepy and extremely sexist.
That couldn't happen the other way around.
Could you imagine? Can you imagine if that was the other way around?
I wouldn't dare ask.
Oh, anyway, I'm struggling a bit.
I saw this woman run past me and I said to my mate, I said, tell you what, get her to flash her boobs at me and I'll start jogging. So my mate said, excuse me, darling. You want to give a quick flash of the old, you know, bouncy from a mate. Anyway, she was more than happy. So she went, boing, and I've not stopped running since.
Literally.
So when you're running with your boyfriend and he's tired, does he start running backwards in front of you and just constantly flash you, you know, like
a carrot
on a stick?
Yeah, little Mooney.
He doesn't get tired.
Mooney.
Oh, that would be impractical there.
Shorts wrapped by ankles. Louise, I'm hanging out my shorts. If you want to see, you better catch up.
Yeah, he doesn't get tired. He's Park Gazelle or something, especially on hilly courses. He's really good.
Yeah. Well, what a fascinating insight into your life. We only got you in to hurt these two and make them make noises, but this has been an eye-opener for me.
Absolutely.
And you know... I run, Dave runs, Pippa now runs, Dominic absolutely doesn't run. No. And I think you have cemented for Dominic that he doesn't need to run. And for me, myself and Pippa, we don't really need to run anymore because it seems to not end.
No.
I have no interest in running a marathon.
No.
And you do 50-mile runs and 100-mile runs and I don't know. No. I just think...
Fair play, though.
You're a machine.
Yeah, that's what we're great. But are you happy, though? Are you happy?
Super happy.
Yeah, I bet. Because it's very addictive, isn't it? And it releases endorphins and whatnot. Really,
and everybody who I run with, honestly, they are just great people. They're really happy. They're really positive. Everyone does it for a reason. And it's a great little community.
Let me tell you about something, Louise. This might change your life. There's a thing called Netflix. You put this on. It's a TV thing, right? You can watch, get this, an entire series of your favourite show back to back. So you get up on a Sunday, hungover, because you've been out Saturday night. You have some leftover pizza or Chinese, doesn't matter. You lie on the sofa, you press play, and one episode, it goes into the next episode automatically. You don't even need to pick the remote up. That's called Sunday, right? Or, get this, Sunday roast in a pub. Newspapers, few mates, drinky drink. When you start to get a little bit blurred, you wobble home.
Yeah.
How about that for a weekend?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's the dream.
It'll change your life.
Yeah.
Change your life. Come back in here when you put on 12 stone in a year. Yeah. I will go, how you feeling, Louise? Right, so let's play a song and then get ready because... someone's just texting saying, it sounds like Louise is in a relationship with Forrest Gump. Yeah. too much vitamin A, says Gary. Now, we're gonna put the guys on the table and then you're going to just help them because obviously they're both training for the marathon. Dave is a more experienced runner than Pippa. Mm-hmm. Pippa's had some troubles with her knees. Mm. Got to point out, she does have a tickly bottom.
I've heard.
So if you could focus on that area, that would be...
And we'll make sure we get the microphone very close to Pippa during
that. Not the bottom.
Pippa's mouth.
Now, if you, at any point, Pippa... During this, if you are struggling and you don't think you can get through it, give me a shout and I'll flash you, okay?
Bless you.
Give you the little boost that you need.
Yeah.
Get him out.
So, all right, come on, let's not be pigs.
Sorry.
So let's play a song and then we'll come back and then we'll be on Facebook Live. So grab your phone, switch your computer on, log into Facebook. It'll be the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X. And we'll be Facebooking live with Louise, Pippa and Dave and a big massage table of pain. This is the Police.
Roxanne.
The Police and Roxanne. So Louise was just telling me she's met me before, of course. You know, I did say nice to see you again when you walked in, of course. She said she met me before, but it was a good few years ago. So I would have been a lot bigger.
Just so Louise was saying, it was just before the Olympics, just before London Olympics.
So, okay, so what was that?
2012.
Okay, so maybe not ridiculously bigger, but still bigger. Anyway, well, and look at me now, an Adonis.
It's true.
Thank you. It is true. Because I like to mix up running with booze. Right, so Pippa is gone into a sports outfit. Now, maybe Pippa, I'm no psychologist, but your T-shirt says yes. May contain Prosecco.
Yes, it does, correct. Yeah,
I think you're approaching running with the same attitude that I do, which hence I just said the word booze. And look at Dave Masterman in his sporty gear.
Yep.
It's a bit creased, actually, Dave.
Well, I don't iron my sports gear.
Nice. Anyway, who would like to go first?
Okay.
I don't mind. I'll get out of the way.
I think Pippa should go first.
Okay.
There's a phrase you need to learn called ladies first, Dave.
I didn't know this applied when it was on a massage table.
Plus, I think you will be more verbal than Pippa.
Okay.
So I want to build up to you. I may be wrong, but I think you will be. So I've got the radio mic there.
Are we on?
Yes, you're on.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Now, okay, go on.
Shall I go front, Louise?
Yes.
Okay, so downwards like this.
You're not having a colonic.
No.
Now, I'm going to play some music. What music do you reckon we should have? Because I'm going to have to do some work on the mic here. So let me
What have you got? What are the options?
Yeah.
Just so you know, technical thoughts.
Yeah.
To make a fun montage out of it.
Yeah, don't.
We can't get a feed on that mic.
What do you mean?
We can't isolate the mic afterwards if you've got music playing.
All right, let's not play any music.
Oh, Dave, good.
Are we on Facebook?
Lloyd?
Yep.
All right, well, hello, Facebook viewers, wherever you are watching. This is the lovely Louise, and Louise is going to be using her hands on Pippa. Wow.
There we go.
Never thought I'd be saying that on the radio. So,
am I in a good position, Louise?
Yep, that's fine.
Hi, Louise.
Hi, Chris.
Now, what's in your hand?
I've got some massage oil here.
Fantastic. Yes. This just gets better. And what are you going to do with the massage oil?
I'm going to smooth it over.
Just talk slowly.
I'm going to smooth it over Pippa's legs and with nice, strong strokes.
Oh,
that's good. Dom.
Sorry.
Dom's woken up.
Sorry, there we go.
And then I may insert my elbow into Pippa's glutes.
All right, I need to take a break. I'm
sorry. Holy moly.
I'll be right back. All right. Well, listen, let's crack on. Now, I'm going to move round here, Pippa.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Hello. Well, I mean, at the moment, I feel fine.
Okay.
Well, for slightly tight hamstrings, and I'm anticipating a twitchy glute.
All right.
But fine.
Okay. Now, as we said already, Pippa has a ticklish bottom. Whenever you're ready, Louise, just dive in. Oh, there she is.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Nice. That's nice. So the massage oil, I believe it's crisp and dry you're using, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. So that goes on the legs, and she's now going to... Oh, she's working your calf muscles there.
Yeah.
Moving up nice. Towards the buttocks.
Yep, yep. Oh, that's good. That's nice. Yeah, I have quite a tight calf muscle, but... It's a kind of a nice pain at the moment.
I'm going to do something for every man listening to Radio X right now.
Okay.
I'm going to switch everybody's mic off, but Pippa's. And I don't want anyone to say a word.
All right.
All right. This is 30 seconds for every man who's listened to me for years, every male fan of the show. This is, and for our gay female listeners,
Louise.
Enjoy.
I mean, okay, that's getting, at the side is quite tight. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, okay, good. That's nice. Oh, Louise, it's so tight up there. It's tight. Oh.
Literally, that was the longest Pippa has ever sounded sexy, and it lasted about 7 seconds.
Okay.
Pippa.
It's not, it's got...
What is it?
It's getting
wet. Pippa, you've got to breathe. You've got to breathe. Okay, breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe out.
Okay. Brace yourself. Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay. That was deep. Yeah. Okay.
Let me see if I can distract you, Pippa.
Sorry, I'm back.
But let me see if I can distract you. You love your dance music, right?
Oh, that's better. Down the bottom's nice.
Oh, there you are.
Stay there for a bit, Louise. Stay there.
Pippa?
Yeah.
Pippa, you like your dance music.
I do like
it. Talk me through some of your favourite DJs in the world that you've had the pleasure of seeing.
Okay, well, Carl Cox is obviously legendary and one of my favourites, yes. I really like Roger Sanchez. He's one of my favourite from across the pond. Okay, good. I mean, back in the day, I did used to love a bit of David Guetta before he got a little bit too commercial.
A little bit too
commercial. Okay.
By the way, we're still on the same leg.
Yeah. 8:52.
Oh, this is the. Okay, good. Good. Okay.
Now, are you ready? Okay. Now, this might smart a little bit.
Oh, can you. I just twitch. My bottom cheeks twitch.
Okay. That was Richard Park saying he needs to pop down and see us immediately. Okay. He's loving it.
Oh, that's the one.
Now, the elbow is now in Pippa's bottom. Louise has her elbow right in the cheek. Now, relax.
Oh, is that a bone?
Yeah. Well, it's the bone in her elbow.
Oh, it's there. It's there.
Oh, are we done?
Sorry. Okay, relax.
There you go.
Whose idea was this?
Ooh. Yours! That's the irony. It was your idea. I've never seen Pippa so vulnerable.
No.
You know what? If there's any strange man in the studio, now would be the time to ask for her number. She'll be like, yeah, whatever you want, yeah. No. Yeah.
Take it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That
you're doing lovely. Well, Pip. Yeah.
Now, the good bit is... Once you've been through that bit,
yeah.
The normal strokes are particularly paradise. Enjoyable.
Okay, well, what we're going to do? We're now going to move on to the other leg.
Yeah, even
so
me up.
So it's going to be the same thing now.
Yeah, but this leg isn't as sore, so this is nice.
The what, Louise?
She thinks.
Brilliant! Great. Now, what I'm going to do to enhance the visual aspect of this is I'm going to put the toy dinosaur on Pippa's back.
Oh, okay.
Just to,
why?
And not, well, A, it's visually funny, and B, so you've got a friend.
You know? Oh, that's nice. Thank you. And that is nice. Yeah, sure, I've got a dinosaur on my back and having my legs massaged, which is something I thought I'd never say.
There you are. That is a visual piece of art right there.
Oh, that's nice, Louise. This is good. I like this bit.
All right. Okay, now I'm now getting a lot of text messages from people I know.
Dave doesn't look so happy about this now.
Oh, I'm
this bit's
it.
Good, Dave. This bit's good. You'll like this bit.
My cousin Jared is enjoying this radio feature way too much.
Is he?
Way too much. Okay, let's go quiet again and let's hear from Pippa. I want you to talk.
It's that bit along the side, isn't it? What are those, Louise?
That's my ITV.
That's my ITV.
Yeah, your ITV. Who cares? Just make her make noises. That's all.
Okay,
here we go.
Yeah. Oh, you know, as you... Oh, Louise! Oh, the dinosaur's come off.
Oh, I bet it has.
I'm just going to hold him for me. Oh, Dave, you're going to love this.
Oh, I don't know.
It's good. It's right. It's just as you dig right in with that thumb of yours.
It's just, it's the odd word that suddenly, you can tell when she's talking, there's the odd word. Yeah. Pippa.
Yeah.
Do you remember about just over a year and a half ago,
sweating.
You were very happy working at Radio 1. And then I called you up one day and said, should we go for a coffee and have a chat? And then your life changed.
Yes.
Are you regretting that coffee now?
Yeah, no. What I mean is,
no. Oh, we're going into the bottom.
Relax. Have I got a bony bottom there, Louise?
No, it's not too bad. It's
what is that bit there? I'm tired.
Hang on, let me do the mic.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Describe a bottom to us.
Well, it's very tight.
Did you hear that?
Very, very tight. It's very rotund. Oh, and it's about to probably go into spasm. There we go.
I can't stop clenching it.
You're listening to Radio X. Fresh rock and guitar-based music.
Oh, my God. Look, it's all over the shop. No, I can't. OK, Okay.
I'm going to fade Pippa down, good. And I'm going to talk to you, Dave. How are you feeling, Dave?
I don't want
to
do this anymore.
I thought you might be
saying
that.
Can I go and get changed?
No. Not really. This is.
I think we've had all our fun with Pippa. That's the beauty of it.
Louise is a professional.
Now,
she'll
watch
look after
this.
You, Dave.
See Pippa's reaction. Right? Pippa?
Oh!
You all right, love?
She's barely making a noise, Dave. I don't.
Just yeah. Spasming.
That dinosaur toy is getting the biggest squeezes it's ever going to get in its life.
What is that bit?
Pippa, how many miles did you run yesterday?
What? Miles?
Yeah.
Four.
How many did you do, Dave?
20.
Okay, so this is a reaction after 4 miles.
Oh.
Oh, yes, my friend. All right.
Oh,
Pippa, you're right. Do you want a cigarette, nice. Pippa?
<It's lovely. laughs> Woo!
All right, I'm going to fade you guys down, and Louise is going to... Thank you, Louise. Now, that's Pippa done and dusted. I think you're spent. Now, Dave Masterman, after the news, we're going to play a couple of songs, okay. And then you get to go on that bed, and then you get the Louise treatment.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Happy days.
All right. Thank you for watching, everybody. We'll do a separate video Facebook Live for Dave. I don't know where I'm looking, but anyway, thank you very much. This is Radio X and the Chris Moyle Show. End.
Chris Moyle Show. On FM in London and Manchester, online, on your mobile, and across the UK on digital radio. This is Radio X News.
So Louise just worked her magic hands all over Pippa, and Pippa loved it.
It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, now it's great.
Yeah.
There was now some it's dodgy all moments. Over.
Sure. Dave?
Hello.
You are next.
Bring it on.
You sure?
Oh, no, because I'm very stiff after...
Louise was telling me she's got a new way of doing it, which is she massages with knives.
Yeah.
And knitting needles and a cheese grater.
Oh, great.
She's dying to try it out on
lovely.
You.
And fire.
Okay. Well, hello to all the people who watched that video, which was almost 40,000 people tuning in, who really should be at work doing something.
Yeah, exactly right.
I'm sure that number will rise. But hey... Stand by, gay men and ladies, because Dave Masterman is going to be on a table making weird noises.
Yeah.
That's right. We cater for everybody here on the Chris Moyle Show. And Louise has also just brought us some chocolate eggs, as in some Easter eggs.
Yeah, thank
as
you
a gift.
Much.
So what we're going to do is Dominic and I are going to sit here eating chocolate.
Watching you get a massage.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Happy Easter.
Can't wait. Friday can't come quick enough, can it?
Tell me about it.
All right, so we'll do that. We'll do the news, and then we'll play a couple of songs, and then Louise will carry on with the massage of Mr. Dave Masterman, who yesterday ran 20 miles. So it's going to be very, very interesting. First of all, let's get the news, sport, and weather with Dominic Byrne. It's 9:03.
And the price of diesel has had its biggest monthly fall in more than a year. It's now on average £1.19.5 a litre. That's down from £1.22. Unleaded has also...
£7.50 a litre.
Oh, stop. We got it right this time.
£119.
It was £1.22. It's now £1.19. So it is a fall. It's good. Unleaded has also become cheaper. Here's the sport.
Congratulations.
Sport.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Get your free trade card today.
Everton missed out on the win against Manchester United last night. It's after Zlatan Ibrahimovic scored a 94th-minute penalty. The game finished 1-1. Everton boss Ronald Koeman says he is disappointed.
We had good defending, but we had also a lot of space in counter-attacking and we had to score the second.
There are also wins for Leicester, Burnley and Watford. And Brighton have returned to the top of the Championship. They beat Birmingham 3-1 last night. Leeds lost 2-0 at Brentford.
Yeah, whatever.
Weather.
Dry and sunny for much of the UK, but a rain in the north later on. Temperatures getting up to around 13 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Somebody wants to know if we can edit Dave and Pippa together.
No.
I mean, those soundtracks exist already.
Yeah. There's a market for that.
Loads of them on the internet.
Yeah.
With visuals. Let me switch the screen off and just listen through the speakers. Dominic has got a load of videos.
Fun?
But they're in German.
Guten Tag.
Yeah. Guten what?
Guten Tag.
I bet it is. Yeah. Guten Tag. Now, it's 9:05.
This is Radio X from Global.
A couple of songs, and then we'll get probably get the adverts out of the way, and then we're just going to listen... Let's be honest, to Dave Masterman.
In pain.
Having his... What are you going to work on?
We're going to do his quads, mostly.
Yes, yeah. I think I... Yeah, you definitely need...
Well, front and back, you need...
Because you were saying your calves...
My calves are in bits.
And your...
thighs.
Yeah. So because of that, we're going to be focusing the attention on quads.
Okay.
Because that will hurt the most.
Be more beneficial.
But we'll give you... I think we should give his calves a little tickle.
We can definitely do the calves as well.
Yeah.
The outside also, of the calves.
No worries. We can start with them if
he's
you like.
Very, very ticklish. Balls.
You what?
Oh, no.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Louise, I'm sorry.
It's
about
not that kind of massage, Dave.
You don't want to be
doing this.
We're trying to keep this highbrow.
No, so when Hannah was massaging me, this isn't sounding any better. My calves.
Oh, no.
My calves have. Oh.
Dave?
Yes, Anna?
How are you getting that woman to massage your divinas?
No, by I was saying that as
are you
told...
telling me you've got massive divina McCall's, Dave? No.
As you were telling me yesterday, Hannah, when
it
you were massaging...
like that down the road, Dave.
My calf muscles have balled up.
Right.
So don't stop saying balled, Dave. I'll talk to you
know
later.
What I mean? Like, they're quite... So they loosened up after...
She's gone. Dave. She's gone, man.
Hannah's not happy.
In the calf muscles.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, you're not long in this world if you carry on with that attitude. I'm telling you that.
Yeah, you're probably right.
In the calf muscles.
Sorry,
Louise.
Sorry
about
that.
It's very different to what I had planned.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Wally River, darling, I've got massive... Oh, Louise's boyfriend, they'll be sitting at home loving every moment of this. I'm probably dying to meet you, Dave. When he finishes a run, you're dead.
A-T-O-X. Coming up, more of the greatest rock and guitar-based music for the UK. We ask the question, if you really were too sexy for your shirt, which part of the body would it actually hurt?
Oh, am I playing
plus,
the wrong one?
Music from Dab and Do Up, Caviar on Concord, and the waxy in-ear headphones.
There they are.
Hold on tight, gang. You're in for a crazy ride on The Chris Moyle Show.
You know it.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Songs, one set of commercials, and Dave Masterman on a table getting who knows massaged. Okie dokie, right. Wherever you are, get to a computer, get your phone out, open up the Facebook app. What you're looking for is the Chris Moore Show on Radio X, our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, Dave will already be on the table, ready to go. And Louise is going to oil herself up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. That is right.
Yeah, I suppose so.
We just got the figures in. 9 billion people watch Pippa get a massage.
I don't incredible. Think I'll quite get that many, but I'm willing to give it a go.
Well, you say that, but I think people will be intrigued to watch it.
Interested, yeah.
But yeah, I've just watched a little bit of the video and... It's a fascinating watch, Pippa.
It
you're
is.
Lying
is
on your front making okay. noises.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, Dave, you'll be on next. So, everybody get near a computer, Facebook Live if you can, and we'll tell you when we're on, and then you just refresh the page, scroll down, you'll find it. And then do me a favour, watch Pippa's and Dave's and share them. Share them with someone that you think would like to watch.
Mm. I've just seen the bit where I've got a dinosaur on my back.
It's a great view, isn't it? It's a great shot.
Wow.
That is a piece of modern day art. So you being massaged with a toy dinosaur teddy on your back. Well, it's going to be an interesting one because I'm going to straddle Dave.
Right.
And give him a shoulder massage.
I wonder what you're going to say.
Whilst Louise is doing his...
Okay.
What do you think I was going to say?
I'm not going to say okay, whatever.
Okay. So let's do the ads now. We'll come right back. So, Dave, get ready.
I'm ready.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Oh, this is the... Sorry, this is the Amazons. I meant to have a jingle on. And then I'm going to play this song because I love it. All right, do. Good.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Whoa, they were some groovy adverts. Let's all go out and buy some of the stuff they were talking about.
Radio X.
Okay, we should be live on Facebook now. Lloyd will shout out, yes, you are, any second now, just to prove that.
Yes, you are.
There you are.
Yeah, there he is.
Now, thank you for watching, everybody. My name is Chris Moyles. This is The Chris Moyles Show on Radio X. Right there. Now, on the table, The massage table of fun is Mr. Dave Masterman. Let me fade up his radio mic now. Dave, how are you?
Chris, I'm in position.
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, loud and clear.
So I'm just getting oiled up. So this is quite, as Pippa said, quite nice at the moment, really.
Now you were obviously Louise is here. Oh,
straight went a bit deeper.
Now you say you did a 20 mile run yesterday, so your calf muscles are not great. They're very tight.
No, the calf.
All right.
He loves calf muscles. He makes him giggle.
What happened there, Dave?
we just went a bit higher up.
Okay. So just above the back of the knee.
Yeah.
Just there.
It turns out I'm quite ticklish.
Pass me the mic there.
Okay. So Louise, what is a ticklish point?
It's on his hamstrings. He's really tight. So if you rub them, that's normally the reaction. But if you go a little bit deeper, then
shine the light.
Okay.
I'm fine. Yeah, okay. I'm cool.
All right, so...
I'm cool.
So, Louise, for those of you who are just tuned in, Louise is not trained in this. She works for Greggs. That's not true. So, Louise is that... Okay, so that's on the calf muscles there. Now, is that...
Oh, shush.
Oh, careful.
Okay.
Do I need to put the show in delay, Dave?
No, keep it out, because you might need to put it in.
Oh, pardon?
Don't worry.
It's not that kind of massage, I keep telling you. I can't stress that enough. All right. So
does it get down the outside?
Yeah.
Oh!
So what we're going to do now, for all fans of Dave and women everywhere, I'm going to switch all the microphones off apart from Dave's. You ready, Dave?
Yeah.
I'm going to literally give you 60 seconds of airtime. And it's starting now.
Oh, okay, so she's high on the... Oh! Aka taka. Oh, Louise, what are you doing? Oh, yeah.
Talk us through it, Dave.
So we're on the calf muscle still, but that is the sorest spot for me because that's what gets the most pressure when I'm out running. So the 20. Oh. Oh, is it balled up, Louise? Is that what the problem is? See, it's balled up. I told you. Oh,
I'm just gonna add for visual effects.
Yikes!
I'm just gonna add the toy dinosaur just to see if that makes it more interesting. So here he comes.
He's coming to say hello.
Hello, dinosaur. Oh.
Hello, Dave.
Oh.
He's giving you a cuddle.
Oh, thanks, mate.
There you are,
mate.
Okay. All right. Nice.
Oh, it's all fun, right. But it's now, not at the same time.
We're just going to oil up a bit more of the leg.
Oh.
Okay. And we're going to there we are. And we're going up now. Here. Oh dear. Now the dinosaur has now gone on the back of your neck. This is another great visual. Look at this. Now that's the tickly bit.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Dave,
yeah,
do you want us to go in? Do you want us to go in deep?
I thought we were in deep, Chris.
Well, yeah, it's time for elbows.
Louise, are we in deep?
Louise is going to put her elbow in. Right, are you ready? Relax.
No.
Relax.
No, I'm trying. Ow! Oh, this is... Oh, yikes! No, yes, no. Whoosh. Chris, get the bloody dinosaur off me.
He loves you.
Stop helping.
He just loves you.
Oh.
There he is. All right, now we're going to go in the buttocks. So this is going to be very interesting. So you're going to have to just relax.
I thought my buttocks were okay. So.
Well, let's find out. Okay, you ready? Here goes the elbow in the buttocks.
Hey, shush. That's it.
Talk us through the experience.
Oh, so, well, there's a very sharp pain in my right... Am I right?
Oh dear.
Gosh! Oh gosh!
Now, Ked.
No! Okay, relax.
Okay, so, Dave, while Louise has her elbow.
There's
a dinosaur! The dinosaur's gone!
He's had enough. He's not out of there now.
Louise, why do you hate me? Oh.
Dave.
Oh, yeah, Chris.
While Louise is now doing this. Tell us, Dave.
Yeah, Chris.
Tell us, Dave, about you leaving the show and Radio X and how you currently feel about that now.
As I've always said, this show is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yep.
And it's moments like this that will make me miss. Louise! I can't be good. I know. Crisps. Oh, Christmas Day.
All right, that's good.
Oh,
that's nice. All right, now
are we still on the radio?
Yeah. Now that's one leg.
That was one leg.
Yeah. Now, are you ready?
Yeah. That'll do. Actually, it was just that right leg that was the issue. What's that? Tickling over my back. God, no, don't tickle me. Chris, do not tickle me at the same time.
Why? What happens?
Well, there's just no need.
Okay, all right.
I think this is enough.
Okay, all right. Okay, fine.
Oh. Right. I'm exhausted.
I think this has been good. Yeah. We're going to carry on, obviously.
Oh,
but
no,
I think, how long have we been doing this?
We're exhausted watching.
Dave's making up words. Look, voice and shush happens a lot, Dave.
What you want to do, you want to go on Facebook right now if you're listening. If you're not on yet, there are 2,000 people watching. We've only been on for like 5 minutes, so that's good. So we've got time. Okay, now, here we go. We're right on the calf muscle. And
it's the outside, isn't it? Oosh, oof.
There's a lot of Keith Lemon noises going on here.
Yeah, there it is.
Oosh.
Oh, well, it's deep. It's really deep.
Can I ask you a few questions, and then you and I carry on a normal conversation?
Of course, Chris, fire away.
Tell me about... tell me about Manchester City's season and how you think they've got on this season.
Defensive frailties that Pep Guardiola will be looking to iron out, I think, over the summer. There's a few players that will definitely need to go.
Go. Which players do you think need to move on?
Although they're great deeper in the team, I think... Maybe Otamendi needs to go to... I am trying to relax, but Chris is asking me to talk about my football team. So, Otamendi might have to go.
Okay, all right.
And maybe Jesus Navas.
What are your weekend plans this weekend, Dave? What have you got coming up?
What am I doing? Well, I've got a Oh, no, I've not got a London marathon. Nope. I can't think straight, Chris.
Friday night is drinks.
Friday night's my leaving drinks. Yeah. Which are we looking forward to?
Now, is Louise invited to leave?
No.
Louise isn't invited to be...
Oh, no!
Whoa! A whole body move there. Oh, now that's something we need to see back in slow motion. That was unbelievable. Dave, what happened?
Louise hurt me. Right down the outside of the thigh.
Wow.
That was terrible.
This is your IT band I was telling you about.
Oh, I didn't realise I had one.
How does your IT band feel, Dave?
Oh, capitulated. Oh,
wow. Check that out.
Absolutely in bits. Louise, you really have to be careful. Seriously.
Oh, Dave.
Oh, that's it. It's nice and gentle. Just give it a tickle.
Okay.
That's it. Oh.
Yep. That's it.
Oh.
Oh, that's it, Dave.
Chris!
Just say that's good topsy.
Oh, that's good topsy. Oh, should we leave it? Not the master. Oh, yeah, there we are. That's fun. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
That was a fun one. Okay, have we got, like, I'm the Resurrection to play? Something nice and long.
We don't... we just had a word. We're not allowed to play any more music, so we just have to do this now till 10 o'clock.
Yeah, right. Sorry, Dave.
Yeah, the machine's broken.
Is it?
All the music's been lost.
Sadly.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go into the bottom. Are you ready? It's the elbow in the bottom again.
Okay.
Here we go. Now, try and relax, all right?
I'm trying to relax, Chris.
Just think of the dinosaur. Think of the cuddly dinosaur. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it, isn't it?
Like Kenneth.
Could you just say matron the next time it really hurts?
Okay, Louise. Okay. Matron. That's deep, isn't it?
What?
Dave?
What are these words, Dave?
I need to make noises, but I don't know what...
Don't you swear just before you leave.
No. Oh, that's true. What's the worst that could happen?
Hey, we get suspended.
Yeah.
Oh, no, okay. No, of course not.
That's tempting.
Hey. Someone has pointed out that this is from a man that can eat the world's hottest chili.
Oh, good point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. Oof. Oh, there you go. That's good.
Oh, is that your elbow?
No.
Is it not? It's got to be. Chris, are you touching my other butt?
Yes.
Chris, get your hand off my bottom.
Where would you like me to put my hand?
Back on the desk.
Okay.
Oh, I think you're pretty much done.
Oh, I've got tears streaming down my eyes.
No, you really have.
Oh.
I think we're coming to a close.
Okay.
Well done, Dave.
Thanks. Oh, this has got to be good, though, hasn't it, Louise? This has got to be good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling nice and loose tonight, Dave.
Good.
He's falling asleep. Dave, you still with us?
Yeah, just about. I've gone into a sort of trance now that it's time to get a bit loose.
Dave, do you need a cigarette now?
Yeah,
I do. Look at this.
I do.
Dave's going to be doing the rest of the show in a dressing gown with a cigarello on the go.
Oh,
darling, okay. I feel very relaxed, I must admit.
Cool.
Well, congratulations, Dave. You got through it. Thank you, Louise. Very nice. And thank you, everybody, for watching. Join us at the same time next week when we'll be doing Dom's hairy back. Thanks for watching, everybody, and goodbye. Goodbye from the Chris Marshall Radio X. Bye. Let's switch it off now, Lloyd. Dave?
Yeah.
Are you live?
You're right.
Are we off there?
No, we're still on the...
Oh, we're still on? Okay, yeah. That was close.
We're still on the radio.
I feel great.
Yeah.
Oh, you feel great immediately afterwards.
Do you want me to do puds?
Yes, please.
Oh, my God, he's a sucker for punishment. The guy wants more. What's wrong with him? Arctic Monkeys at Radio X. Now, during the Arctic Monkeys, Dave Masterman is continuing to have the massage because he does genuinely need it. He ran 20 miles yesterday.
Yeah.
And he... The look on his face is like he's being tortured in an episode of 24. You all right, Dave?
Am I on?
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Oh, this is even worse. I mean, this isn't fun. This isn't tickle time.
Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you about our audience while you're being... I think we'd like to hear you say, I've made a mistake.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave. Would you like to hear that, Dom?
I'd like to hear
Pippa?
That.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
What do you mean? No.
I think I've made a mistake. I don't want to leave. I think I'd like to hear that.
Okay, I've made a mistake. I don't want to leave!
Well, sorry, Dave, but you've made your own bed. You're going to have to lie in it, I'm afraid. Actually, what else would we like to hear him say? Because we could make Dave say anything now.
Oh. No, it's fine. Oh, fafa.
Oofafa.
Oofafa.
I love that.
Oofasa.
Oofasa.
We're going through all the oo family.
Shall I stand up?
Get back down, Masterman. Get back down.
I don't think I've got it.
You asked for this.
I know, but not...
While he's doing this, let me tell you the facts, okay? So the facts are Dave Masterman on the table... so far, because there's a delay, so far, 17,000 people just watched Dave.
Brilliant.
The number of Pippa being massaged on the table has gone up to over 100,000 people were watching Pippa getting massaged, which is great. Cool. Are you right there? You're vomiting? Are you vomiting, love?
No.
Do you need a bucket?
No, it's all under control over here, Chris.
There you are. Christian O'Connell just sent me a text saying, hey, can we borrow Louise for Tuesday's show?
Yeah.
For the first day of Dave Masterman at the new place. Oh, I think that's a yes. Back after this. 100,000 views of Pippa on the massage table and about 11 views for Dave Masterman. Who looks like... You're a completely different colour.
Flushed.
Honestly, to what you were before you got on the table. Your hair is a bit messy. You look like you've been training.
Yeah, well, that was tough. That was really
but
tough.
But worth it?
Yeah, I imagine so. Yeah, Louise was saying that's what I need to keep doing.
Yeah, flush out those toxins.
Often should you have that?
I need to be rolling daily. Not in that way, like in...
Rolling on a roller. Tom Daly.
Yeah. On a exercise roller.
gets your muscles flattened.
Or a rolling pin. She goes, a marble rolling
apparently
pin.
Apparently a marble
who's
rolling
got a marble
pin?
Rolling pin? No. Surely it'd be just cheaper to buy a foam roller.
Is she selling marble rolling pins?
I think so. Yeah, that's a sideline.
But do you know what? She brought us in Easter eggs.
She did?
She did.
Which is really nice.